been Canadian Voices, a nationally syndicated radio series and podcast produced by Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, British Columbia. This talk was recorded by Alex Smith and was originally broadcast on the Brown Bagger on CFRO Vancouver Co-op Radio. The talk was organized as a fundraiser for the BC Office of the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. We would like to thank the supporters and collaborators of Canadian Voices for their invaluable financial and volunteer assistance, as well as listeners around the world for your ongoing feedback and encouragement. For more information on the content of this lecture, please visit our website at canadianvoices.org, where we encourage listener comments and suggestions. The site also contains an audio archive of all Canadian Voices programs, details on podcasting, and on how you can financially contribute to the series' ongoing success. Theme music is an arrangement by Blocks recording artist Final Fantasy, reinterpreted by the Nelson, BC duo Overlap. Canadian Voices has been coordinated by Zoe Creighton, that's me, with input from volunteers across the country. Thanks for listening.
People feel like making some noise tonight.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
Big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy, in which secret government contracts are sold to Big Pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education. Every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's one of the best songs ever, the Doctor Who theme. I wish that I could do that for the beginning of the Parts Unknown show on 101.9 CITR. There you have it. Not Doctor Who, but a very odd-sounding little number by Curtis Grauhauer called Twangy that he has created solely for Spooks Magazine. Spooks Magazine is an online magazine created by my friend Pietro Sammarco, who now resides in sunny Montreal, Quebec. And my friend Julia Feirer, who now resides, I think, here, but she used to live in Germany. Together, they created this magazine that is all about odd sounds that people find. It could be the form of music, or it could be a conversation had on a bus and then recorded. I think that one of those Spooks magazine tracks had that happening. I think my friend Ron did something like that. Anyway, Curtis had the song Twangy, It's Wonderful, and on the fifth edition of Spooks Magazine features Cameron Reed, who was the convener of the Music Waste Festival. And this year, 2009, it was a rousing success. Everybody seems to agree with that. But if you go to Little Mountain Studios, his likeness has been painted on one of the walls. This is really quite fantastic. It's got to be him. His teeth are almost completely perfect to the tooth in this portrait. And also, James Whitman, Pietro Sammarco even has a contribution. Roland Hunt, Christopher Olsen, and a whole bunch of other people. Spooks Magazine, go to www.spooksmagazine.org for the fifth issue of this fantastic magazine. All right. It is a shortened version of the Parts Unknown show today. I apologize. My name is Chris Horrific, and I wanted to play for about an hour and 10 minutes, even an hour and 20 minutes, a whole bunch of tunes. There will be a cover, probably at the end, and there will also be a version of Vinyl Practice. Very, very popular, and maybe I will give tickets away to an upcoming show. Let us get into a purchase that I made a couple days ago. Now, I have been really strapped for cash, and one of the big things that I always like doing, buying CDs, even though it is free to download all my favorite songs, all my favorite albums now in this day and age, but I love the whole art of going to a CD shop, buying a CD, looking at the artwork or vinyl or 7-inch, whatever. I went to buy something that was requested by my friend Ryan Dick, who's from the Beelines, and I find out that he might have his own CITR show. There might be a chance, and he will be great. His taste in music is fantastic. He is a fan of this band, Eat Skull. I hope that you enjoy it.
My town isn't gloomy. My town isn't sad. The only way to feel happy is to know what it means to feel bad. You think you love into sunlight. You think you love into rain. You think you love into laughter.
Fabulous. Fabulous? Good. I think fabulous. What I want to tell you is that that was an old track from the OC's California band that seems to be getting quite a bit of praise for their interesting way of putting together their songs. Just very great. It's about time that someone did a great. Good. That was the first track from their album, Sucks Blood. I was wondering where this album was because it wasn't in its proper slot. And then I remember, hey, Duncan played the same album on his show last Thursday. Good. I hope it wasn't the same song. Also had something from a band called Blank Dogs. Now, this band was referred to me by a gentleman that now has a show on CITR right before Luke Meet. His name is Mark Richardson, and his show is called Pop Drones. I one day just stumbled upon his show, and he said, you know, right at the beginning, I'm going to play these bands. And I had no idea what any of those bands were. And I'm sometimes think that I got my finger on the pulses of, you know, what's going on. But it was like he was making names up, like, oh, we got the new Lemonade Buffet, and we got the sporadic knee jerks, and no, they're all bands, like a band called The Bitters. I really like that band. I didn't play any Bitters today, but what I did was a side project that I played by a band called Blank Dogs, and I do believe they also reside in Toronto, Ontario, like the Bitters do, and they have a label supporting their new album. It is In the Red that houses the fantastic Blank Dogs. It sounds a lot like Twin Crystals, I think, and I played some Twin Crystals as well, and I also have the new album by Make Out Videotape from Vancouver, British Columbia. I just stumbled upon it at Red Cat Records, and Ford Pier, the man that was working there, a great talented musician and performer, was telling me that these albums are going off the shelves. Very, very popular. And they are playing, I believe, July 2nd, somewhere opening for the Beelines. Ah, I have it. Hey, wait a second. I have it here. At Honey, Thursday, this Thursday at Honey, Heavy Chains, Makeout Videotape, and the Beelines are performing at the Honey Lounge. And the Beelines are playing this show in support of their tour kickoff. So please populate that venue and give them some gas money for the long trip down the West Coast. All right, going to make it quite poppy. So my friend David Matadel can phone any time because his request today is a real poppy one. First, before we get into that, this is Montreal's Elfin Saddle on the Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Thank you. is an integral member of the new band Shipyards, and he has such a great palette for music, as you can notice every week from about 1:30 to 1:35. On the Parts Unknown show, he is David Matadol, and I believe he joins us.
He does.
Ah, David, your weekend.
I went to AC Slater this weekend.
You, what?
The DJ AC Slater.
Oh, no way.
And I'm pretty sure I saw Uwe Ball there.
Who's that?
Oh, he's a film director, and he makes awful, awful movies.
Okay, so can I just ask about the DJ? Yes. Is this Mario Lopez that, like, from the Saved by the Bell, or is he just going under the name?
He's going under the name AC Slater.
Like, the band Sissy Spacek does not contain the actress Sissy Spacek. Yes.
No.
All right, I'm just wondering. What was it like?
It was weird, because he's a producer who makes two completely different types of music. He makes, like, kind of booty breaks, so really, like, fast music with, like, the hose in this house, you know, type stuff. And then he makes sort of this newish style of music. I mean, it's a few years old, but it's just hit Vancouver in a big way, called dubstep, which is really slow, and I don't like it. And most of the crowd was there for the dubstep, so they were all wearing camo hoodies and had their, Burberry caps on and were ready to dance very slowly at 70 beats per minute.
70 beats? You can't dance to 70 beats a minute!
It's really, really hard.
It's clinically proven!
But his set was amazing. Like, besides the dubstep tracks, he really kept it energized, and I enjoyed that.
Well,
and I was dancing for 2 hours. So.
You dance to anything. No offense.
But it was good.
Good. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Now, do parties like this, I'm always wondering, are there fans of dance music that go just to a club, like, to see AC Slater? Is there quite a demand to see some DJ perform his own beats, or would they rather just spin the hits of today?
Oh, like African Bambaataa. He doesn't play his own songs. He DJs.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, when African Bambaataa comes into town, well, he'll throw his own tracks in there, but he's playing other people's tracks, most likely.
Yeah, well, or Junior Sanchez.
Or Junior Sanchez, yeah.
Good.
He'll play a lot of house tracks, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Procol Harum that you have requested.
This?
Now, is this the same band? I'm sorry, David, to cut you off. The same band that brought you Conquistador and Lighter Shade of Pale?
Yes, Whiter Shade of Pale, and yes, it is. But this is a weird, sort of a Pink Floyd, early Pink Floyd-esque, pop, like Brit pop. Tune, and it's really, really good. I love it. And the organ is perfect, as it kind of always is in all Procol Harum songs. It's all about the organ and the vocalist.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but the lyrics are really snappy, and the song's really poppy. And here, yeah, it's called "In the Wee Small Hours of Sixpence."
You are a good salesman, David Matadol. You got people waiting with bated breath to hear this song.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
I hope to see you this weekend.
Hope to see you this weekend.
All right. This is Procol Harum, requested by my friend David Matadol on 101.9 CITR.
In the wee small hours of sixpence and the lighted chandelier stands a rusty old retainer. And the broken window pane.
thought that I could be so bold to even say these thoughts aloud. I see you with your man, your eyes just shine, while he stands tall and walking proud. Looking right at me. If I could be that guy instead of me, I'd never let you down. It always seems like you're going somewhere better than you've been before. Well, I go to sleep and I dream all night of you knocking on my door. That look you give that guy, I wanna see, looking right at me. If I could be that guy instead of me, I'd be all I can be, I'd be all I can be. Like what I'd like to be, I'm nothing much, I know it's true. I lack the style and the pedigree, and my chances are so few. That look you give that guy, I wanna see, looking right at me. I never thought that I could be so bold to even say these thoughts aloud. But if, let's say, it won't work out, you know where I can be found. That look you give that guy, I wanna see, looking right at me.
Tell that's
your there's different the different subject matter, and like there's a different clientele of viewer of listener. Even if you could do a little bit minor of it anyway, this is 101.9 CITR. My name's Chris, and my friend Ben just got back from Sled Island. He has loads of stories, and he will tell one. You can even tell a boring
the
story
question now, though. The one...
But also another thing, that was eels. Played some eels there. I played some concretes, and also had a Procol Harum song requested by my friend David. Sled Island was fascinating and fabulous.
It was awesome. I didn't do much of it, but it was all good. Luke has the best story. Was Luke had to
well, he'll probably tell it on his show.
But Luke,
okay. So would you tell it? Sure. Oh, great. Thanks, man. This is Luke Meat. He is the music director of CITR. You know, he has a noise show called Noise on 11 o'clock, 11:30 on Wednesdays, 11:30 to 1. And he also went to Sled Island. Do you have a great story?
Oh, I need to detox for one thing. But,
Yes.
I like the one where you DJ.
But,
not DJ, you do sound.
What happened was at the Mint breakfast, there was some time problems. Okay, Git had played, and that's Colin Newman's band from Wire. That's his new one. It's him and his wife. Not bad. They're pretty good.
Fantastic.
But they were getting really stressed out playing in the daytime. They had other stuff to do, so they bumped. They shoved themselves in. They were supposed to close the day, but they wound up playing earlier, and they were like, Hot Panda played afterwards and stuff like that, and that's all fine and dandy.
Sure.
But they took their sound person with them. So there was no one to do sound at all. So Sheena and Randy from Mint like walked up to me and they're like, "Hey, do you want to do sound for Hot Panda?" I didn't know what I was doing.
They just needed
a couple of monitors on for the mics and stuff.
Can you do that?
I knew.
Yeah,
how to
of
do
course.
That.
They were asking me who they're asking. Go ask Luke.
Yeah, Luke knows.
But Luke was so happy. Like, I don't know. I was having a good time.
It was fun.
And you've never seen Hot Panda before?
Never. They were great. Yeah. They were really, really good. Yeah. And they were very appreciative and thankful. And Randy gave me $50.
I know. That was hilarious.
He walked.
What did he ship you some? Oh, he shipped you some money in his hand.
Showed me $50 and then bought me beer all day. So
That's fantastic. What a day.
Yeah, it was only like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was already half cut. But
wonderful. What is Colin Newman's new band called?
Githead.
Okay. Yeah, with his wife?
They were good, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
What else did you see, Ben?
Can you tell the Jerf story?
Let's talk about the Iman McGrath.
Iman McGrath.
McGrath.
He's a young 20-year-old rock and roll.
So they're in Kelowna. I don't know if this is safe to say. But
oh, you can.
Yeah. They're in Kelowna. They played a great show. Iman got caught by the cops having sex in a van with a 17-year-old.
Yes.
Oh!
Granted, he's 20. So,
The van was shaken.
Don't go a-knocking.
Yeah. Well,
and apparently it's on the main strip, and he didn't get charged, but the cops that had to call the girl's grandmother to pick her up.
Oh, wow. Wonderful story and wonderful time had by all. It seems that you guys had a great time at Sled Island.
Also, Ryder lost his phone while in his
house. Okay, that's boring. Everybody loses their cell phone.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys. That's fantastic. Sled Island seemed to have been a rousing success. Agreed, Ben? Did you have a good time?
It's good times.
Awesome. I'm going to play this, and I hope that you enjoy it. I only got a few more minutes left in the show because I have to get going, but I will put on Classic Parts Unknown. But this is Boris. I hope you enjoy.
Bye. LSD.
Attempt number what four? That was Minor Threat. At Scratch Records, I decided to purchase some vinyl, and I'm going to ask my dad for his record player that he doesn't use anymore, hasn't used in 15 years, and he's had it for 40. And it's absolutely fantastic. I absolutely loved the records and the record player, and I'm going to ask him tomorrow, but in the meantime, why don't I buy records? Because I know he'll say yes. Minor Threat had a 7-inch just kicking around at Scratch Records, and I thought I needed to buy it because I'm really getting into Minor Threat. Very, very good stuff. Also had something new from New Sensei, the two-piece out of this part of our land from Victoria. Vancouver. Really like the album. It's a full length, but there's nothing going on side two. It's just, so I guess it's kind of an EP. It's fantastic, though. I had a song called 1992, and I began with some Boris, and now I give you the cover. This is a Bob Wiseman tune, originally, and my friend Leah Abramson and her Abramson Singers had decided to cover it, and it's quite a splendid version of it, and it is the song You Don't Love Me. They performed it during Music Waste, the Abramson Singers did, and it was a rousing success, that song and her whole set. She's pretty fantastic, and it can be attested in this song. At the top of the hour, I'll play some, which is coming up very soon, I'll play some public service announcements, then I will put on an hour of Old Parts Unknown. Thanks very much for listening. This is the Abramson Singers. Take care.
Thank you.
Are you a UBC student taking first-year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
AMS Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/sasc.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.